Today, Shir is a Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin at the beginning of the last line on Daf Lamed He Amud Beis with the words, Amar Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya is going back on the Mishnah, which was on the top of the Amud, Hasoicher Par Mechaver V'Shilu La'acher, that if somebody rented a par from his friend and lent it to someone else, and then it was Mesa Kedarka, so the soicher has to swear to the masker that it was Mesa Kedarka, and a soicher is potter for oinsen, v'hashoyel, and the person to whom he lent it to, yishalm soicher, that shoyel has to pay to the soicher. Now, Rav Yirmiya tells us that what happens if the shoyel and the soicher swear falsely? Says Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Pa'amim Shishneim Bechatas. Sometimes both the Shoyal and the Soicher will have to bring a Korban Chatas. There is a Pasuk in Vayikra which states, Oy Nefesh Kisi Shava Levate Svasayim, that if someone will make a false Shvua through an expression of his lips. That Pasuk is speaking about where a person did not gain anything, any monetary gain, through swearing falsely. And on that he is chayiv, a korban chatas, which is a korban oil of a yoyred, depending on the financial ability of the person who made the false shvua and now wants to do tshuva and bring a korban. So sometimes, in certain cases, both the Shoyal and the Soicher of our Mishnah, when they swore false, will have to bring a Korban Chatas. It'll be speaking about where there's no Kfiras Mammon through their Shvuah. They're not gaining anything monetarily by swearing falsely. Pa'amim, as we turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Shishneim Ba'ashim. Sometimes both the Soicher and the Shoyal will swear falsely, and through their Shvuah, which was a shvua sheker, they will actually gain money because they would have been chayiv were it not for their shvua that frees them. And therefore, that's a kfiras mammon. By kfiras mammon, one does not bring a chatas, but rather one brings an ashram, as Rashi brings the pasuk, v'heviyas ashamai, eil tamim be'erko kesef shkolim. He has to bring a isle, which is Ben Bei Shunim, it's 2 years old, and that's what he has to bring for his korban, where he is gaining something by swearing falsely. So there is a case where both the shoyel and the soicher will swear falsely and have to bring an ashim. Pa'amim, there's a third scenario where shahasoicher bechatas. The soicher is swearing falsely, but he's not gaining any money, and therefore he brings a chatas. But the shoyel, by swearing falsely in that very same case, is gaining something monetarily, and therefore ba'asham. And finally, there's a fourth scenario where pa'amim shasoicher ba'asham v'hashoyel b'chatas. And sometimes the soicher is gaining something by swearing falsely, and he has to bring an asham. And the shoyel is not gaining anything by swearing falsely, and he will have to bring a chatas to korban oyle v'yarid. Ha'ketzad. How does this work out? If it's kfiras mammon, as we explained before, if he profits by denial, he's going to gain money, and then he wants to do tshuva, and he admits that he swore falsely, so then he has to bring a korban ashim. However, if he swore falsely, but it's only bitui svasayim, it's an expression of his lips, which did not gain him anything monetarily, then he has to bring the chatas, he has to bring the korban oil of v'yoyrin. And now the Gemara is going to give the exact scenario of each case. Let's begin with the first case. Pa'am shishneim b'chatas. When is it that the Shoyal and the Soicher will both have to bring a korban chatas kigoyin, shemesa kedarka? The case is speaking about where the animal died a natural death. The Amru, and instead of saying the truth that it died a natural death, they said, Nensa. As Rashi explains, that Listim came and they stole this animal. But they swore in this case falsely, because it really was Mesa Kedarkoi. So now let's analyze it. Soicher, in terms of the soicher, the benkach ubenkach, mifter potter. It doesn't matter, as far as the soicher is concerned, whether the reality was that it was mesek adarka, died a natural death, or whether it was nensa through listim. In both cases, he is potter. So he's not gaining anything monetarily by swearing falsely. But in fact, he did swear falsely. He said it was Nansa instead of the truth that it was Mesa Gadarka, so therefore the din is he has to bring a Korban, Oil of a Yared, Bechatas. However, Shoyal also has to bring a Chatas, but for a different reason. The Bein Kach Ubein Kach Chiyuvim Achayiv. In the case of a Shoyal, it doesn't matter whether it was Mesa Gadarka or whether it was Nansa by Listim taking it. In both of these cases, he has to pay. So therefore, again, he is not gaining anything by swearing falsely and saying that it was Nansa instead of Mesa Gadarka. So therefore, he also comes to the same conclusion that Bechatas, he has to give a Korban Chatas and not a Korban Ashram, because he too is not gaining anything. The Soich is not gaining anything because in each case he's Potter. The Shoyl is not gaining anything because in each case he's Chayiv. So that's the first of the four scenarios. The second scenario was Pamim Shishneim Ba'ashim. We said sometimes both the Shoyl and the Soich would have to pay a Korban Ashram. They'd have to bring a Korban Ashram because they were gaining something by their false Shvua. What's the case? Kigoyin Shenignava. What happened was it was stolen. The Amru and both the Shoyl and the Soicher lied under oath, and they said, Mesamach Malacha, that it died while it was doing work. And here, in this kind of an oinus, both the Soicher is Potter, and the Shoyl, in this case of Mesamach Malacha, is also Potter. So it comes out that Tarvayu Kakafrim Amayna. They are both denying a Chiyav. If they wouldn't make this excuse, if they would say the truth that it was Nignava, then both the Shoyl and the Soicher would have to pay. Instead, they said it's Meisamach's Malacha, and they swore to it, so they're gaining something by their false Shrua. Doa Mechayvi, they're really Chayiv, what really happened makes them Chayiv, and through their false Shrua, of a Kopatrin of Shayu. So then they have to both bring an Asham. What's the third scenario? Soicher bechatas v'shoyl ba'ashem. A soicher has to bring a korban bechatas, and in the same case, a shoyl will have to bring an ashem. Kigoyin shemesa gadarka. What really happened was that it died a natural death. V'yomru, and both the shoyl and the soicher said mesamach malacha, that it died while it was doing work. So if we look at the soicher the benkach ubenkach mifter potter. The soicher, whether it was Mesa Gadarka or whether it was Mesa Max Malacha, he's going to be potter. So he didn't gain anything by swearing falsely. So Chayv Bechatas, he still was over on a Shvuas Bitus Vasayim, the Korban Oil of a Yared, he'll have to bring a Chatas. However, Shoyol de Mechayv and Mesa Gadarka. If he would have said the truth that it was Mesa Gadarka, he would have been Chayv to pay. But v'kopater nashim b'meisamach malacha. Instead, he lied under oath, and he said that it was meisamach malacha. So through the shvua, he was trying to gain money. Then the halach is ba'ashim. So this is the scenario where the soicher is chayv chatas, and the shoyl is chayv korban ashim. Where is the final scenario where soicher ba'ashim, the soicher gains something by lying, by swearing falsely, and he has to bring a korban ashim, the shoyl b'chatas, and the shoyl in the very same case has to bring a chatas and not an asham. Kigoin shenignava, it was really stolen. Va'amru, when both the shoyl and the soicher both said mesa kadarka, that it died a natural death. So soicher hu de mechay b'gneva aveda. What really happened was gneva, and a soicher is chayv for gneva aveda. Vika poter nafshei b'mesa kadarka, and by saying that it was mesa kadarka, he's freeing himself. So he is gaining monetarily by swearing falsely. Therefore, when he wants to do tshuva, he has to bring, when he admits that he swore falsely, it was a kfiras mammon on which he has to bring a korban ashram. However, in this very same case, shoyl, as far as the shoyl is concerned, the benkach ubenkach chiyuvim mechayiv, that whether it was really nigdva or whether according to his law, it was Mesa Kedarka. In both cases, a Shoyl is Chayiv. So he's not gaining anything by swearing falsely. If so, he's Oivar on Shvuas Bitus Vasayim. He has to bring Bechatas, a Korban Oil of Yoyred. But he does not have to bring an usher because he didn't gain anything with his lie. And on this, Toysus, Divri Amaskel, Soichir, the Mechayev Gnev Aveda, states, top Toysus on the Amid, Mekan, Yesh Lechiach, the Halacha Kaman the Amid is Soichir, Kishomer Socher. We have a Machloikis whether a Soichir has a din, Legabi Gnev Aveda, of being a Shomer Chinim, that he's Potter on Gnev Aveda. Or does he have a din of a Shomer Socher, that he's Chayev on Gnev Aveda? We see clearly from our Gemara, that the Gemara says that a soicher is chayiv on Gnev Aveda. And that's why when he said Mesa Kedarka, he was gaining something. Because if he would have said the truth, he would have mechayiv to pay. So Tosfos says from here, we see clearly that our Gemara holds, like that man the Amr, that a soicher has a din of a shomer socher, that he's chayiv for Gnev Aveda. And that's why in this case, when he said Mesa Kedarka, he has to bring a korban asham. Frank the Gemara, my kamashmal, and as Rashi explains, what is the chiddush here of Rav Yirmiyah? This is open Mishnayis in Masechta Shavuos. And Rashi quotes the Mishnayis, Divrei Amaskel, my kamashmalon. The Mishnayis say that if a person under oath was Mishana from Choyva to Choyva, or from Ptur Liptur, or even Miptur L'Choyva, he's Potter from Asham Gzeles. Our whole sugi here, when we speak about Asham, we were speaking about that Asham that's known as Asham Gzeles. Asham Gzeles, if your false Shvua doesn't make you Potter from money, there's no Asham Gzeles. So therefore, if you anyway would have been Potter and you lied in your Potter, there's no Asham Gzeles. If you anyway would have been Chayiv and you lied and you're still Chayiv, there's no Asham Gzeles. If you would have been Potter and you made yourself through the lie Chayiv, again there's no Asham Gzeles. The only time there's an Asham Gzeles is if you would have been Chayiv, like in the case we had here with the Soicher, he would have been Chayiv on Gnev Aveda, and instead he said Mesa Gedarka, that would have made him Potter. So that's a Kfiris moment. On that, he's Chayiv and Asham. So that's a Mishnayis Beferish and Shavuos. What's Ravina being Mechadish? Answers the Gemara Lafukimi to Rav Ami. Ravina is trying to be Mefki from Rav Ami. The Omer Rav Ami said, Kol Shvua Shada Yonamashbino, he saw, Ein Chayavna Lemishim Shvua's Bitui, any Shvua where the person's not doing the Shvua on his own, but rather it is coming through a Chiv of Bezdin, so there is no din of a Shvua's Bitui. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Perikei, Oy nefesh kisi shava levatu sosayim. When someone swears and makes an expression of his lips, and we darshan kisi shava me'atzma, when you're doing it on your own volition, it's not being forced on you by Bezdin. So according to Rav Ami's drasha, the halacha is that a shvua that comes from Bezdin, there is no chatas, no korban oil of a yared, when it comes through Bezdin, kamash malon the like Rav Ami, and therefore it wants to teach you not like Rav Ami, that even if the person is not making a false shvua by his own volition, but rather it's because Bezdin is telling him to swear, as Rashi tells us here in Divrei Amaschel Nansa, the fourth line from the top on the wide lines, Rashi says, when the Shoyal says it was Nansa, and Rashi's trying to figure out what is the Shvua that the Shoyal swore falsely on, he doesn't have to swear, he pays. If he says Nansa through Listim, so he pays. The answer is, we learned in yesterday's daf that Rav Huna holds that a Shoyimer always has to swear to Shvua She'ena B'Shusai because we're worried. Shema Nasan Einav Ba, maybe he desired this object and wanted to keep it for himself and he'll pay for it. He thinks in that situation he's not over on Loisachmoid or Loisignoiv, he's paying for it. So we're worried about that, and that's why we make him swear. And in his shvua, what does he say? He says, I don't have it, and it was Nansa. And then we find out that it wasn't Nansa. We find out, LaMarshall, that it was Mesa Kedarka. So he didn't gain anything. That's the case where he has to bring a Korban Chatas. But the point is that our whole sugi here is speaking about where Bezdin makes him swear. So Rav Ami holds, when Bezdin makes you swear, There is no din of shuas bitui, kamash malon ravina, that even where Bezin makes you swear, it's not only your own shua on your own volition. Over there also, the din is that there is a chiyuv of a chatas, a korban oil of a yoyred, or if it's a kfiris mammon, there is an asham, but the chiddish of ravina is that when Bezin forces you, there is a chiyuv of chatas. Continues the Gemara, itmar we have learned. Shimer shemasal shimer. If one shimer gave it over to another shimer, he had made up with the owner to watch his item, and then, without the knowledge or permission of the owner, he went and gave it to a different shimer. So what is the halacha now if something happened by the second shimer? Rav Omer Potter. Rav says that the first shimer is Potter, as Rashi explains, from anything that he would have been Potter on. If he would still be watching it, now that he gave it over to another shimer, and something happened there, let's say a shimer chinim gave it over to another shimer, and an oinus happened. So if it would have been an oinus by the shomer chinam himself, he would have been potter. Now that he gave it over to another shomer and an oinus happened, he is still potter. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv, and as Rashi says, even b'oinsin, he will be chayiv. And now Abai is going to explain in more detail this machlokes. Amar Abai. Latayim de Rav, according to Rav, who says potter loy mi boy shomer chinam shemasal shomer shachar, not only when a shomer chinam gives it over to a shomer sacher, di iluye al yele shmirasei, that he in fact is enhancing the shmira, as Tosfos in Bava Kamma daf yud aleph amid beis divrei maskil iluye al yele explains, because since the shomer sacher is paid and he's chayiv therefore for gneiv aveda, so he is moiser nefesh. The lashon of Tosfos is the shomer sacher moiser nefshei tvei l'shomer mishomer chinam, because he's going to be chayiv for gneiv aveda, so he's going to give himself over more. He's going to be moiser nefesh more to make sure that the animal is watched properly. So if a shomer chinam gives it over to a shomer sacher, he's in fact enhancing the shmira. So not only does Rav hold that in that case, if an oinus happens, that the first shomer is potter, ela afilu a shomer sacher shemaser l'shomer chinam, the geruya gal shemaser, even when a shomer sacher gives it to a shomer chinam, where he's making the shmira on a lesser level, because a shomer chinam does not watch an animal as much as a shomer sacher does, potter still, the first shomer, the shomer sacher is potter. My time, what's the reason? Don't muscle a ben das. After all, he gave it over to a sensible person, a person who has das. And as the Nachlitz Moshe explains, in fact, the first shomer is making the second shomer as a shliach to watch for him. We have a rule, shluchi shalom kamaisai. So it's as if the shomer chinam is watching it as if the shomer sacher himself, the original shomer, is doing what he told the Baal he will do. And therefore, according to Rav, the halacha will be that it's potter. The Pnei Yeshua has a kasha here on Rashi. The Rashi says, on Divrei Maschal Loi Miboi, that he certainly, the shomer chinam, will be potter mino oinsin. He can't say, according to Rav, that it's a pshia that he gave it to somebody else, but rather the first shomer will put it from Einstein. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why only Einstein? The shomer chinam in our case, who's giving it to shomer sacher, the shomer chinam is putter from Gneva Aveda. And if there's no pshia, then in fact, not only should he be putter from Einstein, he should be putter even from Gneva Aveda. And in fact, Rashi in Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says clearly that the shomer chinam is putter not only from Einstein, but even from Gneva Aveda. So the Pnei Yeshua has a horror here in our Rashi, why Rashi only said the Potter Min Oinsen Ayin Shom. Ula time to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, continues Abaye, who holds that Sharmer Shlomasul Sharmer is Chayiv. Loi mi boy Sharmer Shlomasul Sharmer Chinim. Not only does Rabbi Yochanan say his din of Chayiv when a Sharmer Sacher gives it to a Sharmer Chinim, the Guru Yigar L'Shmirasi, where he is making it now an inferior Shmira, because a Sharmer Chinim doesn't watch any property of the mafkid as well as a shomer sacher, ela afilu shomer chinam shemasal shomer sacher, even if a shomer chinam gave it to a shomer sacher, the luyal yelishmirase, as we explained before from Tosfos Bava Kamma, he is enhancing the shmira because a shomer sacher is going to watch it better than a shomer chinam. Yet according to Rabbi Yochanan, the first shomer will be chayiv for any oinsin that happened to Omar Lei, because the mafkid will tell the first shomer, ain ritzoni she'ei pekudin b'yad acher, I don't want that my pekudin should be in the hands of someone else. Now, in this line, ain ritzoni she'ei pekudin b'yad acher, in this svara, we have a three-way machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rajba holds like Tosis, the long Tosis here, Divri Amaskal, Ein Ritzoni Shebek Dona B'Yad Acher, like Tosis Havamina. Tosis doesn't remain with the Havamina. Tosis' first understanding is that the logic here of Ein Ritzoni is Mishum Deshina Midas Hamafkit. Ulakach Yischaev B'chol Oinsen, Afilab Oinsen, Shoyerui Lovei B'Shush Shoymer Harishin. So the Tosis rejects this, but the Rajba holds that since you were Mishana, you changed from the understanding that you had with the owner, it's considered that you're a Gazlan, and therefore you're Chayiv for all Oinsen, even for Oinsen that would have happened under your watch itself. If an oinus happened by, it died of natural causes, which would have happened even had the animal remained by you, still you're Chayiv because you're considered a Gazlan, and Mimei you're Chayiv an Oinsen. Tosfos disagrees, and further Tosfos says, Eliyeh Shloimer, Da Tamu Duchash Kilu Pirur Shloi. It's as if they made a condition. She'im Yishana Medato, if you're going to change and you're going to give it to somebody else, Kigon Shim Serena La'acher, She'yiyeh Kilu Pasha Bo, V'chol Oinsen She'aru Lo, She'nucha Litloi, She'im Loimashro La'acher, She'loi Hoyenarim Chayiv Bo. So Tosfos disagrees with the Rajba, and Tosfos says that it's like an understanding that if you are making a condition with you that if you're Mishana from our deal that you're going to watch it for me, you're a Pesheya, and therefore any oinus that would have happened by you, so therefore you're Potter, because it would have happened by you. However, any oinus that would not have happened by you, it's going to happen by someone, the other person, then you are considered chayiv because you're a poisheya. So it's a big nafkamina between the Rajba and Tosfos. According to Rajba, the first shomer is considered a gazlan by changing, and therefore he's chayiv for all oinsen, even oinsen that would have happened in his own rishus. However, according to the maskon of our Tosfos, the halach is that he's only chayiv for that which we can be toile in a pshia, negligence. That would be only an oinus that would not have happened by you and only happened because you gave it over to the other person. Finally, there is the sheet of the Ravid, that the Ravid says the svora of Ein Ritzoni She'ei Pekudin B'Yad Acher is that any oinus would be chayiv. You know why? Not because of what the Rajbas and the Tosfos and the Havamina Alts Gazlan, but rather because the other person I consider is a person who has bad mazel. So any oinus you would be chayiv for, because I'm of the opinion that the other person is a shlamazel and pigiyosoi raw, and if it would have been by you, it wouldn't have even died a natural cause either. It's only because he has a bad mazel that it died a natural cause. So therefore, any oinus, according to the Ravid, the first shomer, would be chayiv because of that swara that I don't want it to be by somebody else. I hold you have a good mazel, he has a bad mazel, and that's why I don't want you to give it to anybody else. Omer Rav Chizda, said Rav Chizda, continues the Gemara, Hoder Rav, that halach of Rav, the charmish mazel, the charmish potter, lav beferish itm, it's not that Rav said it beferish, ella mechlola. It was implied, it was deduced from a story. The Hanu Ginoi, there were these gardeners, the Chol Yoima, every day Avi Mafkide Mariah, they used to give over for watching their shovels, Gaboda Hosapta, by a certain old lady. Yoima Chad one day, Afkidinu Lagabi Chad Menayo, they gave over their shovels to one of the Chevra, one of the gardeners. Shoma Kolabe Elula, he heard a sound coming out of the wedding hall, and as there was a chasna there, and he wanted to go and see what's doing. Nafak ozol afkedinu legaboda isapta. So he went, he left his shmira of the shovels, and he went to the chasna, And meanwhile, he gave for watching the shovels by this old lady, that same lady that they had always given the shovels to, Adazulasa, till he went and came back. In the meantime, Ignav Marayu, somebody came and stole the shovels. Osla Kameda Rav. So he came to Rav to ask him a shail, is he chayv to pay his fellow gardeners for these shovels? Upatre. And Rav said, no, you're potre. So Mandachaza, Rashi says, Echa Minatamidim. One of the Talmidim who saw this story unfolding, Sover, he was of the opinion, Mishum Sharmer Shalmasa Sharmer Pater. Why did Rav, in fact, pater him? Because of Sharmer Shalmasa Sharmer. And the Gemara says, V'loyi, it's not so. And as it could be, really, Sharmer Shalmasa Sharmer, maybe Rav also holds his chayv like Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rav free him? The gardener over here, shiny hossam, this case is different. The chol yoyim nami inu gufayu gaboda hu sapta have mafkedi luhu. Every day, these gardeners themselves, who did they give their shovels over to watch, that they should be watched? They gave it over to this old lady. So they can't say, Ein ritzoneinu sheyu pekedeinu biyad acher. We don't want that our pekodin should be by somebody else. What do you mean? This is the very old lady who every day you give it to her that she should watch. So that taina isn't there in this particular case. So in this case, Einachanami, he's potter because he gave it over to someone who the other gardeners always used to trust. However, it could be that in a different case, where it wasn't the person that they were always using, Einachanami, maybe Rav would be moited to Rabbi Yochanan, that the mafkid could say, Ein ritzoni, sheipikdoni, biyad acher, and Sharmer Shalmasa L'Sharmer would be chayiv. So this halacha that Sharmer Shalmasa L'Sharmer, according to Rav, is potter, was not a clear halacha that Rav stated. It was only deduced from a story, and that story is really no proof, the Gemara says, that Sharmer Shalmasa L'Sharmer is really potter. Yosef Rav Ami v'karmelol hashmaitza. Rav Ami was sitting and he said over this halacha from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that Sharmer Shalmasa L'Sharmer is chayiv. Eisei Rav Abba Bar Mamal, Rav Ami. So Rav Abba Bar Mamal, when he heard that halacha, he asked the kashya Rav Ami from our Mishnah. Ha'soicher par mechaver v'shil acher. If somebody rented a par from his friend and he lent it to somebody else, umeisa kedarka, and it died a natural death, the Mishnah stated, Yishav ha'soicher shemeisa kedarka. The soicher swears that it died a natural death, and he's potter to pay to the masker, v'hashoyel mishal m'soicher, and the shoyel has to pay to the soicher. V'im isa, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that shoymer shlomasul shoymer is chayiv, le'malei, let the masker say to the soicher, how could you have given it over to the shoyel without my permission? Ein ritzoni sheipikdoni biyad acher, I don't want you to give it to somebody else, and therefore, you're chayiv for all oinsin, or at least for an oinus that may not have happened in your rishus and happened only by the other person, according to the various shitas rishonim that we learned before. So why can't he say the taina of ein ritzoni sheipikdoni biyad acher? And therefore, the halacha should be that the soicher is chayiv in oinus and has to pay the masker. And yet our Mishnah said that he doesn't have to pay the masker. It would seem to be not like Rabbi Yochanan. It would seem to be that shomer shlomasa l'shomer is in fact potter. Amar Lei, so Rav Ami responded to Rav Abba Bar Mamal, Hocha B'mayaskinen, you know what our Mishnah is speaking about, B'shenosnu Loi, on the side it says, HaBailam Rishos Lahashol, the Bailam gave permission to the Soicher that if you want to lend it to somebody else, you are able to, and Mimela, he doesn't have a tain of Ein Ritzoni Sheibikdoni Biyad Acher. Ihochi asked the Gemara, Lebailam Boi Lishlume. So why does the Shoyal have to pay to the Soicher? The Shoyal should have to pay to the person who lent it to him. You know who the person who lent it to him is? The Bailam, because the Bailam said you can give it to, you could lend it out. So the Gemara answers, the Amru Lei Ladatoch. The Bailam said to the Soicher, do as you feel. It's up to your discretion. As we're not telling you to lend it to that person. We're just not makbid if you're going to lend it. But it's your decision to lend it or not. So since it's the decision of the soicher to lend it or not, therefore it's not the bialim, the masker, who's considered the lender. It's considered that the soicher is the lender, just that the bialim are not makbid. Therefore, when the shoyel pays, to whom does he pay? To the person that lent it to him, which is the soicher. Continues the Gemara to ask the kasher on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. That whole Shamer Shel Maser L'Shamer Schayiv Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the kasher from a Mishnah further on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where we have learned Hamafkin Moisetz Chaveri. If somebody gave as a pikad money to his friend Tsarun, and what did the Shamer do? He bound them together. Viv Shilon Lachayiv, and he slung the money over his shoulder, which is not the proper way to be shomer money. Masron l'bnai ubitektanim. Rashi says, Oisha Masron, a second case. What did the shomer do? He gave it over to his young children to watch. V'no'al b'fneim shloi karoi. Rashi learns that this is part of the second case. He gave the money to his small children, and he did not lock the door properly in front of his small children, that they should not go outside and lose the money. And what happened was that the money got lost. So the din is in both of these cases, in the case of Tsarun Rivshin Lacharib, and in the case of Masul Bnei Ubitektanim, the din is Chayiv Shaloi Shamar Kedar Hashem. He's considered a Pesheya. He did not guard the money as the normal way that Shomrim would guard money. The Rif and the Rush, as we have here at the bottom under the last line of the Gemara, the Rif and the Rush are Goris Oinol Bifnam. According to Rif and the Rush, there's actually three cases here. There's the case of Tsarun Rifshin Lacharov, there's a case of Masr Lubnai Ubitaktadim, and then there's a third case, Oinol Bifnam. He locked the door or the box in which the money was in, Shaloi Karoi, not properly. This has nothing to do with the case of Masul Bnoi Bitak Tadim, but it's a totally separate third case. In all of these three cases, according to the Rif and the Rush, where he was Pesheya in his Shmira, the din is that he's Chayiv. Ask the Gemara on this second case of Masul Bnoi Bitak Tadim, Taimedik Tadim. The reason why it's considered a pshia and why he's chayiv is because they were ketanim, hagdailim. So we could deduce from that he had, if he had given it over to his children who were gedailim, then he would be potter. Amai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, asked Rami Bar Chama, why should this be? Name olay, let the mafkid say to the shomer, ein ritzoni shei pekdani b'yad acher. I don't want that my pekdani should be in somebody else's hand. And according to the various sheets of the Rishonim that we mentioned before, the halacha should be that the shomer should be chayiv. Shomer shel masul, shomer is chayiv, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Kol ha-mafkid, as we turn to daf lamed vav amed beis, al das ishtoi ubonov hu mafkid. That if somebody is mafkid an item into the rishus of a shomer, he has in das that it's going to be watched by the wife and the children of the shomer as well. And as Rashi says, he cannot say ein ritzoneinu shei pekdeinu biyad acher, because it's understood when he's giving it to the shomer that that includes the shmira of the entire house. Einachanam, if they're ketanim, then that's not understood. That's like a pshia. But if they would be gedolim, then the shomer einachanami in this case would be potter, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here we have a very big machlokes Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Tam that's brought down in Tosfos further in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, where we have the exact same sugya of Kol HaMafkid Al Das Ishti Ubanav Hu Mafkid. The top Tosfos, the Ramaskel Kol HaMafkid, says, as well as the Rush, their opinion is that the Shomer is only potter in something which he would have been potter from. But if he would be chayiv in pshia, for example, and his wife or his children were pesheya, then he is chayiv as well. However, the Ramban on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Rajba, the Muki Yosef, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes Mehilchah Sheilu Pikotin, they are all of the opinion that in this scenario where he's giving it to a Shomer, if he gives it over to his wife and children, then the first Shomer is Pater. Even if his wife was Pesheya, he would be Pater as well. Continues the Gemara, Amri Nardoi, the Nardoi said, Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya, that we have this klal, that kol ha mafkid, al das ishter banavu mafkid, diktani, because we learned in that Mishnah, membeis, oishe masan lebnoi ubitaktanim chayiv. So we can deduce, ho lebnoi lebitoi hagdoilim potter, that the reason there's a ptur by gedolim is it's because it's benoi, it's bitoi, it's his son, it's his daughter, who are gedolim potter. Michla, we can deduce from that, the lacherim, that when it comes to giving it over to another shomer, loishna gedolim, loishna ktanim chayiv, there, not only would ktanim be chayiv, which would be negligence, but even giving it over to gedolim would be chayiv. Because if you're going to say that it doesn't matter whether it's his gedolim, his older son, or somebody else's, the imkain listening tanim stama. Why does it say he gave it over to his young children? The Mishnah should have said he gave it over to ktanim, and then we would deduce that if it would be gedolim, that he would be potter. Since the Mishnah makes the case only benoi ubitoi hagdoilim, and from that we deduce benoi ubitoi hagdoilim is potter, so from here we have another deduction that if it wouldn't be benoi ubitoi, if it would be stam another gadol, it would be chayiv, because Rabbi Yochanan is correct that shomer shemasal shomer is chayiv. The whole ptur from our Mishnah is only if it's a gadol, so there's no pshia, and also it's your gadol. So then the mafkid cannot say that I didn't want your gadol, your older son, to watch it. Why? Because kol ha-mafkid, al-das ishtu baruf hu-mafkid. So shmami, no, we have a very good deduction from the Mishnah that Adarabba, from what you asked that Mishnah, for Karen, it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, the shomer shel masul shomer is chayiv, the only time it would be potter is when it's your own child, the shomer's own child, who is a gadol. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, what's the halacha? Hilchas that halacha is shomer shemasul shomer is chayiv, like Rabbi Yochanan, and loy mi boi shomer sachar shemasul shomer chinim, the gerui galish mirasai, just like we had an Amar Aleph that Abaye said the same thing. The only thing, Rav is going to say a different svar. Abaye said the svar is going to be because ein ritzoin yishihei pekdoni biyad acher. Rav is going to give a different svar. So Rav says the same loy meboy. Loy meboy is shomer sachar shemasa le shomer chinam de gerui galish mirasai. Not only when a shomer sachar gives to a shomer chinam where he makes a lesser of a shmirah by giving it to a shomer chinam. Ela filu shomer chinam shemasa le shomer sachar. Even a shomer chinam who gives it to a shomer sachar, as we learned from Taisa Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, where the shomer sachar is moiser nefesh because he's chayim gnev aveda to watch it better. So even in such a case where the shomer chinam is enhancing the shmirah, still the shomer chinam is chayiv. My taima, the amar lei, because the mafkid can say to the shomer chinam, at mehemnes li b'shua, you I believe with a shua, hey, loy mehemnes li b'shua, the other fellow that you gave it to, I don't believe him with a shua. So I don't know the shaloi pashaba, as Rashi says. And Rashi states, "Va'ani oimer sheyeshna biyadi." Maybe he still has it. I ochlo, I ate it, I pashaba. So you I trust, and the other one I don't trust. And here we have a number of reasons why this svar makes him chayiv. The Ramban and the Rosh in the beginning of Masechta Bava Metzia, and so too the Nemuk Yosef in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, say that the reason is because I don't trust the shomer that you gave it over to, even if he's a shomer sacher, I don't trust him with a shua. I only trust you. I want you to swear, but you can't swear. You don't know if he ate it or he was pesheya. So we have a rule. Mitach sheni yachol yishav mishalim vibalt. You can't swear, and you're the only one that I trust to swear. Then you have to pay. Diktsois and Simon Shin Mem learns a different lum this year. He learns that it's a chiyuv because of any idea imperaticha. I don't know if I paid up, and therefore the shomer is chayiv. The Nesivus in Simon Shin Aleph says that he's chayiv because by giving it over to someone that the mafkid doesn't trust with a shoe, it's like adam amazik, and he's chayiv for that reason. Continues the Gemara with another famous shasug, yerasug, yav tchilasei bepshi, yavasayfe bainis, itmor. We have learned. Pasha bo, as Rashi explains, the shomer did not lock the door properly, viyotzas la'agam, and the animal went out into a marsh. And as Rashi states, a marsh is not a place that is meshumer from wolves or from ganovim. But instead of wolves or ganovim capturing and killing the animal, what happened was an oines, umesa kedarka, it died a natural death. Abai Mishmei de Rabba Omer Chayiv. Abai, in the name of Rabba, says in this case the halacha is that the Shomer is Chayiv. Rabba Mishmei de Rabba Omer Potter. Rabba states in the name again of Rabba that it's Potter. And the Ramban and the Yavitz both say that it's not necessarily a stira. It could be that Rabba said both things. And he was Chayzer. Either he first said Chayiv and then said Potter, or he first said Potter and then said Chayiv. So there were two versions of what Rabbah had paskin legabi this Shiloh. And now the Gemara is going to get into the Svar. So really, the sugya of Tchilas B'Pshiva Seifa Ba'oinis is a sugya further in Daf Mem Beis, as Rashi brings down, where somebody deposited money to a shomer, and the shomer put it in Srifa d'Urbani. Srifa d'Urbani is a hut that is in the shape of a cone, and it is made out of aravas of willows. So it is a pshia, it is a negligence to put some money there because it could get burnt up. However, it is not a place where ganovim usually look for money. And therefore, if it's stolen from that hut, then it's considered an oinus. And in the case over there, it was stolen. So this is considered tchilasei b'pshia v'sayfei b'oinus. So we have a machlokes there, whether something that starts out as a pshia and winds up as an oinus is chayiv or it's potter. So now, noigeya, our question over here, we have a machlokes between Abaye and Rava in what was the sheet of Rabba. Abaye says that in the case of Pashuba v'yotzes la'agam u'mesa kedarka, the din would be chayiv, according to Rabba. And Rava says potter, according to Rabba. Abaye mishmei de Rabba omer chayiv, and he goes on to state that kol dina, any judge, d'loidoin kahay dina, that's not going to pass on this din, that it's chayiv in this case, lav dayanahu, he's not worth anything as a dayan. Why? Because here, everyone Abaye's of the opinion holds. Everyone from further on, Daf Mem Beis, in the case of Tzrifa d'Urbani, there it is a machlaikis, but here everybody would hold chayiv. Loi meboy lemandi yomer over there, that chilas of b'shiv v'soif b'an is chayiv de chayiv. Now, of course, if he holds over there chayiv, he would hold in our case also chayiv. El afil lemandi yomer potter, even according to mandi yomer, in that case potter, but hocha chayiv. Here Abaye's of the opinion that he would also be moided chayiv. My time, damrinin, that we say here it's not considered an oinus. Havla da'agma kotlo. Here, the foul air of the marsh caused it to die. It's not chilasei b'pshiva soif b'anis that it died a natural death, but the natural death came as a result of it wandering into the agam. Had the shomer not been pesheya, it wouldn't have wandered into the agam, and it wouldn't have died from the foul air of the agam. So it comes out that the oinus is definitely attached to the pshia, and therefore the death can be attributed to a pshia, and even the mandi omer there that says tchlasa pshiva soifayas potter would be moited that here, that it's chayiv. That is the opinion of Abaye. Rava mishmeida rabba omer potter, he says in our case potter, and he states just as unequivocally, as Abaye did, that kol dina, every judge, loidoin kaidina, that's not going to pascal like this, din lav dinahu, he's not worth anything, that din. Why? He's not considered a competent judge. Loimi, boy, the mandi omer tchlas b'shiva soif b'anis potter, certainly according to mandi omer, on daf mem beis, in the case of the tzrifa d'urbani, who holds potter there, he would hold the potter, he would hold potter here. El afil, mandi omer chayiv, even according to mandi omer, over there, that it's chayiv, hocha potter, here he would be maida, that it's potter. My taima, Damrinan, what's the reason? Because we say, Malach HaMoves, the angel of death, Mali Hocha, Mali Hasan. What's the difference if he takes the life of the animal in the house of the Shoimer, or he takes the life of the animal when it's in the Agam? So the Ravid explains in the Shita that he rejects Abaye's Svara that Havla de Agma Kotla, and he says that the Hevel, the foul air of the marsh, would only cause illness, but it wouldn't cause death. Or Bechlali holds that it's a dover ruggle for animals to pasture in an agam, and we don't find that they die from it. So he rejects the entire Svara. And then he says, according to Rava, that here it's considered more of an oinus than it is in the case of Trifa de Urbani. Because by Trifa de Urbani, as Rashi speaks out, Einachanami, it's considered an oinus that it was stolen from there, and a Shoimer Chinam would be putter. He's not considered to be Pesheya because it's not the Derech. For God, as Rashi says, Ein Derech Hanavim Levake Shamois. You're right. But what's the real correct way of guarding money? He brings down the Gemara there in Daf Mem Beis, Ksafim Ein Lem Shmira Ela B'Karka. The real way to watch money is in Karka. When you put it into Karka, there's no danger of Ganavim, and there's no danger of it getting burnt. By you putting it into this Tsrifa de Urbani, which is a Pshia, Legabi Srefa. So even though it's considered an Oinus Legabe Geneva, but still, had you done it the real right way, the best way, the Gneva would never have happened, if it would be hidden someplace in the ground. So the Pshia, the fact that Legabe Sreif is considered a Pshia, that itself makes a Pagum in the Oinus, that it's not really considered a bona fide Oinus. That, and therefore he holds over there Chayiv. But over here, the fact that you left the door ajar, you didn't close it correctly, and the animal wandered out into the agam, and how did it die? A natural death. And we're saying that the agam doesn't cause, by its foul air, any detriment to cause the animal to die prematurely. So if so, if the animal died a natural death, then mali hocha mali hosam. Then what's the difference? The pshia here had nothing to do with the oinus. In the case of the Tzrifa de Urbani, he holds that the Pshia had some shaychus with oinus. Because had you watched it the real correct way, it would never have been stolen because it would have been hidden in the ground. Since you made it vulnerable for fire, that itself caused a pagum even in the oinus of Geneva also. And therefore he holds over there chayiv. But here, since mali hocha mali hasam, it's a true bona fide oinus. The oinus has nothing to do with the pshia that it wandered out into the agam, that it wasn't locked correctly. And therefore, Rav is of the opinion that even the Mandi Omer in Daf Mem Beis that says tilos pshia of sayf minus chayiv here would hold that it is potter. And now the Gemara says that in certain cases Abaye is moida to Rava, and in certain cases Rava is moida to Abaye. Umoida Abaye dihadu lebe mora, that if it came back into the house, it wandered back into the house of the owner, or as the Miri says, even into the house of the Shoimer. Umesa, and then it died a natural death there, the potter, my time of the hadrula. Abaye would be moida that over there we're going to say potter, because it came back, and we see that the air didn't have an effect on it. The fact is, it came back, and for a certain time it was healthy, and then it passed away. So we say that the Malach HaMavis came later, had nothing to do with the Agam. So thereby it would be moited that it would be Potter. Veleka lemeimer, Havla de Agma Ktola. In that case where it wandered back to the owner, or it wandered back to the Shoimer, as the Miri says, we cannot say that the Havla de Agma killed it. Umayda Rav, and Rav is Mayda Tabaya, that it's Chayiv, Kolhecha, the Ignav, Ganav Ba'agam. Let's say the Ganav went to the Agam, and he stole it in the marsh. So at that moment, the Shoimer is Chayiv for Pshia, for the Gneva, that he didn't lock the door properly. And then, in the Rishus of the Ganav, Mesa Kedarka Beganav, it died a natural death by the Ganav, the Chayiv there, the Shoimer will be Chayiv. We're not going to say, well, it would have died anyway had it been in the Shoimer's house, my time, or what's the reason? The Shafka Malach HaMavis. If you take away the fact that the Malach HaMavis came and took the life of the animal, where would the animal have been? Beveis to the Ganva HaVakayma. It would have been in the house of the Ganav. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that Rava agrees that in this situation, we don't look at it as a oinus case. We look at it, after all, that it's considered Geneva. It's a case that it's stolen, and it never came back from the moment that it was stolen. And on the stolen aspect, the Shomer is chayiv because he was peshe, he didn't lock up correctly. Over here, we're not going to say, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hossam. What's the difference in the house of the Ganav or the house of the Shomer? There's a difference, because in the house of the Ganav, it means it's in a state of Gneva. And on that state of Gneva, the Shomer is chayiv because he was a Peshaya. So here's a case where Rava would be moited to Abai. Amalei Abai LeRava, Abai asked the Kasha LeRava, L'didach, according to you, the Amr that you said, that Malach HaMavis Maliach Malihasam, that if it died, everyone would be moited. All the ones who are arguing on Daf Mem Beis would both be moited. And here, Trilas, which is Potter. So I have a question on you, something that we learned on Amud Aleph. Hi, the Usser of Abba Bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. We had a kasher from Abba Bar Mamal to Rabami. Rabba Bar Mamal asked Rabami from our Mishnah, from the Soicher and the Shoyel, that why can't the Mafkit say to the Soicher, Ein Ritzoyin Shem Ketoyin B'yad Acher, why is the din that the Soicher swears to the Maskir, and he's potter on Mesik Adarka, and then the Shoyel pays the Soicher. Vishani lay, and what was the answer to that kasha? Vishanasnoi Bailam Rishus Lahashil, where the Bailam gave Rishus. It's your discretion, as the Gemara explained, whether you want to lend it or not. So, it would be mashma, that if the Baam did not give Rishus, Einachanami, then the Soicher would be chayef to pay the masker. He only swears on his potter because the Bailam gave Rishus. But if the Baam didn't give Rishus, he would be chayef, alay malay. Why can't the Soicher say to the masker, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocho, Mali Hossam? This is considered a real oinus, and what's the difference if the Malach HaMavis is by Einachanami, I had no Rishus to give it, but what's the difference if it died by the Shorel or died by me? And since we did not give that teretz on Amud Aleph, that would indicate that concerning our sugya of t'chalas b'pshiva soifa b'oynis, that we would not say that this type of oynis, everybody would be mited that it's potter. The man d'yomer holds t'chalas b'pshiva soifa b'oynis chayiv, would hold it's chayiv. This is not a different kind of oynis that everybody would be mited to. Amar lei, so Rava answers Abaye, l'ditchu, you, Abaya, you and I had a different machloikis. We had a machloikis. What's the reason why Sharmer Shlomasul or Sharmer is chayiv? You said it's because he can say, Ein Ritzoyin Shem Ketoyin B'yad Acher, but I here on Amud Beis gave a different swara. That At Mehemet Li B'Shvua, and the other fellow is not believed to me with a Shvua. So, Liditchu, Lishi Toscha, that the reason is, the Masnisin, that the Talmud of Mishnah is Ein Ritzoyin Shem Ketoyin B'yad Acher Ikil Usvilahi. You can ask that kasha. Then the Einachanami, the question that Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Ami was a good question. Why don't we say Sharmer Shemasu L'Shomer is Chayiv because Ein Ritzoyin Shem Ketoyin B'yad Acher? Why can't the Mafkit say that to the Soicher? And on that, Rabbi Ami gave the answer that was with Rishus. But and now you have your issue of Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hossam. But Lididi, Lishitasi, that I hold, Da Minna, a different swore why Sharmer Shemasu L'Sharmer is Chayiv. I said the reason is At Mehemet Li B'Shvua V'Hech Loi Mehemet Li B'Shvua. So Lekalis V'Klal, then the Kasha doesn't start. There's no Kasha, why don't we say that Sharmer Shemasu L'Sharmer should be Chayiv? Why can't he say, why can't the maskir say to the soicher that, how could you give it to the shoyel? Because I trust you with a shua and not him. That's only legabe the gemara that we learned before, where the first shoyel doesn't know what to answer. And we said different svaras. We said from the ktsois, mazik, we said from the Ksois, Eini Yedei Pratichin, and the Siva said Mazik, the Ramban and the Rosh said because, we had all kinds of svaras why, when the first shomer cannot swear that he's mechuyev to pay. But in the case of our Mishnah, the first shomer, the soicher, does swear, the Mishnah says. So if he does swear, you have no kasha, why don't we say shomer, muscle, shomer is chayev? The whole thing doesn't begin. According to you, that the reason is ein ritzon shem b'don b'yad acher, so you had a good kasha. How could the soicher give it to the shoyel? The maskir could say to the soicher, ein ritzoni. And we have to answer that it's speaking about with rishus. But according to me, that's the with Shvua, then of course here we won't say it's a case of Sharmer Shemash L'Sharmer should be Chayev, because the first Sharmer is swearing in, that it's Mesek Adarka to the Maskir. So the Ramban says that Rava held that this exchange between Rab Abba Bar Mama and Rab Ami never took place. The Kash and the Teretz never started. Rashi seems to hold here in the Sugya that there was a Kashin Teretz, but Rav is saying that Lishitasi, I don't hold that it's a Kasha. Rashi uses the Lashon, Ano loy sviru le loy askafta veloy shinuya. I hold that the Kasha doesn't start. There was the exchange took place, as a matter of fact, because maybe they also held the Svor like a buy of but according to me, it has to do with Shavua. The Kasha doesn't begin. That's how Rashi learns, Ramban learns, that Rava holds that the whole exchange never took place. Continues the Gemara, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks a Kasha. On Abaye, who holds that everyone would be Moida. And in our case, is chayiv, why? Because we say havla da agma kotla, where we can attribute that the oinus happened because of the pshia, because it wandered off into the agam where it has foul air, and that brought about its death. Had it remained in the shomer's house, it wouldn't have died. If you say such a svar that everybody here would hold, tlas pshia was over, chayiv, masav ram rachama, I'm going to ask a question from a Mishnah further on Daf Tzad Gimel Amud Beis. Hello, the Rosh took it. If the Shomer brought the animal up to the top of a steep mountain where it's very narrow, v'nafla, and the animal fell off from there, ein zeinis. This is considered a pshia. It's not the derech to bring an animal up to this steep mountain, v'chayiv, and he is chayiv. Is the chmash maha meisik adarka, if the animal would have died up there in the cold air of the mountain, hareze oinus, it would be an oinus upater. This would be a classic case, l'chayra, of tchilasei bepshia, he took him to a dangerous spot where one doesn't bring animals, and the animal died a natural death, and therefore he's pater. V'amai, according to you, Abaya, everybody should hold in this case chayav, le'molei, let the Mafkid say to the Shomer, Avira the Harkotla. Rashi says, the Tzina, the cold air that you have on top of a mountain, that's what caused him to die. Had he remained in the Shomer's, in the valley, he wouldn't have died. He went up to the cold mountain, he died. Or, Inami Uftsina the Harkotla, or the exhaustion of having to climb up. Ayefus Tairachamalis, as Rashi in the first of the wide lines at the bottom of the Amid. The exhaustion of having to travel up the mountain, that's what caused the death. So why do we say it's a case of Tchlas Mashiach Sarvayas Potter? Here, according to Abaya, everyone should hold, just like the swore we had before, of Havla Dagma Kotla. So here also there are extenuating circumstances that brought about the death, and therefore it shouldn't be considered an oinus according to everybody, and everybody should hold that it's chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Chamayiskin, Shehel Lemir Hashem V'toiv. No. He, up there on that steep mountain, there was a fat, good area to pasture, and it was the derech of all the shomerim. There's no pshia. That's what the shomerim all did, that they brought it up, the animals up to pasture. There was very good for the animals. Ask the Gemara Yehachi, Yem Ereisha. Then tell me pshat and the Ereisha. Also, the Rosh Tzukin, if the animal by itself wandered up to the top of this steep mountain, v'naflan, and fell off, that's considered an oinus. What do you mean it's considered? I skipped a line. Let's go back. Ihachli nafla nami, says the Gemara. If in fact it fell down, so why is the din that he's chayiv? What's the pshia? There's no pshia here. The derech of the royim was to bring up the animal to the mira shemen toiv. Answers the Gemara, no, if it fell down, that was a pshia. Shahoyle l'takva v'laytakva. He had to restrain and hold it tight that it should not fall. He didn't do that. He was negligent. So therefore, when he didn't do that and it fell off, einachanami, then he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara Yahachi, if that's so, Eimer Reish, tell me the ratio of the Mishnah. Also, the Rosh Hetzukin, if by itself it wandered up to the top of this steep mountain, the Nafalon fell down and raised oinus, it's considered an oinus. Ah, you just said that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where he had to restrain it, so here too in the ratio of the Mishnah, he should have restrained it. Why isn't it considered a pshia? Why is it considered an oinus? The Gemara answers, like Sricha must be speaking about shetakvasiv, also takvasiv yarded. This animal was very strong, and it overpowered the shomer, and it ran up the mountain, and then when the shomer tried to get it and restrain it, he tried to restrain it, but it was so powerful that it overpowered him, and it went down, and as it went down, it fell, so that in that case, is considered a complete oinus, and that's why the Mishnah said that he is potter.